Welcome back for part two of our informational interview with Mary Vigliano. Turning back the clock a little bit, when you were going through your undergraduate, that's who the majority of our listeners are kind of those undergraduate students here at USC and hopefully in other places as well, but mostly students. What was your major back when you were in college, and does it have anything to do with what you're doing now, or how did it help you with kind of running a nonprofit, creating a nonprofit?
That's another great question. And I'm a journalism major.
Okay, yeah.
I always loved writing. Mm-hmm. And I loved writing so much that there was actually a time in my life when I had a little gap in what I was going to do next. And yeah. I enrolled myself in a creative writing program at USC. But yeah. From the journalism, and then I got a job. I no longer wanted to be a starving student and get my master's. I decided to go back into the working world.
Yes.
But my journalism degree and being able to write and being able to communicate and ask questions, because a journalist isn't just someone who's writing. A journalist has to bring that information out of people mm-hmm. in order to share it with others. And so I love talking with people. Some of my favorite pieces to write were profiles that were more human interest. I loved getting to know people. But the writing side of it was so important, because you're always writing proposals, you're writing letters, you're reaching out, you're trying to get people to respond to you. That's
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's an engagement. So I think that my journalism degree has served me throughout. I didn't go right into journalism out of college. I got a job in the retail industry. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see where the dots are connected, I went to work at the time. There were executive training programs at big retailers, and I went to work for Macy's in San Francisco. I felt like that was my grad school, because I got a lot of responsibility at a young age and wasn't really using my writing a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I was recruited out of that job to get into sales, and I was selling hosiery back in the day when women wore hosiery.
Yes.
Retailers. And so now I was seeing the other side of the business of mm-hmm. actually selling to retail versus being on the buying side. And then there came a point in that job where I was given an opportunity to go in one direction, and I wasn't really excited about that direction. And I was offered either take this direction or take the package. And I said, I'll take the package. And that's when I took that creative writing class at USC. But I was, back in those days, we had want ads. We would look in the newspaper to find our jobs.
Yes. Yeah.
And I saw this job that was an advertising sales job that wanted you to have experience in the retail industry. Mm-hmm. It was basically two things: sales experience and knowledge of the retail industry. So it was a trade publication, just print at the time, and our readers were executives in the retail industry. So I was kind of a shoo-in for that job. It wasn't a very long interview process, and mm-hmm. I was almost a little bit surprised. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, wait, I'm taking a creative writing class, and now you're offering me a job, and now I really have to make a tough decision. But it was exciting to go into a new direction. And that's what I did for most of my career, was that sales side of it, a lot of proposal writing, a lot of outreach. And so just having, you know, the writing background really helped. And then now, in the nonprofit world, if you can't write a good grant proposal, you shouldn't be in the business, or at least edit a good grant proposal. So, you can have grant writers, but you have to know how the passion is coming through on those grant requests, and also just connecting with people and putting out an annual report and a newsletter. It's all about communication. So that journalism degree served me well.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up, because that's, as a career advisor, there are two things that you said that I really, really want to highlight, and we can talk more about this potentially, is I get a lot of students who come into my office and say, I don't have these technical skills. I'm a creative writing major. I'm an English major. I'm journalism. So I'm learning how to write and how to communicate, but I don't have all those numbers that a lot of my friends have, and I'm hearing all their success. And so I really like how you highlighted that it's those quote unquote, and I personally sometimes struggle with this phrase, soft skills, because I feel like it downplays it. It makes it seem like, oh, I can only know how to write kind of well. I only know how to communicate. It's a soft skill. And really, those are the, as you were saying, the most important skills. They open so many doors, just being able to communicate effectively, being able to work hard. I also really, really enjoyed with your story of that you kind of followed the path. Initially, journalism major, went into retail, and those experiences open doors in the future that have led you to where you are and have given you the skills that you have now. Please join us for part 3 of our informational interview with Mary Fayano.